Here's a few things about Adrian Martel that you won't find in Who's Who, or in the many profiles of him, which have appeared over the decades in Fortune, Forbes, Business Week, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, etc. Flying with Adrian to New York early one morning, he told me, "Did I ever tell you I've donated? No. Not donated, stashed is the right word. I've stashed several pints of my own blood in Chicago and New York hospitals. God forbid I have an accident or something and need blood. I'd only want my own." "What if you need more than just a few pints?" I said. "Will you accept other people's blood or just bleed to death? And what if you're not in New York or Chicago when you need a transfusion? Will you decline some stranger's blood and opt to die?" "You're a good contingency thinker, Nick," he said. "I'd take alien blood, of course. I talked to an actuary about this. Since I spend most of my time in New York and Chicago, odds are that's where I'd need the blood. When I travel elsewhere without my own blood available, I'll take my chances. But I used to have 4 or 5 pints in my plane." One late night, Adrian and I sat in first class on a plane back to Chicago from New York drinking scotch. "You know how I got here," he said. "Got where?" I said. "Industry leader, CEO of the go-to management consultancy, rich beyond avarice, loved, respected, and feared by all." "Tell me," I said. "Imagine everything every salesman ever did since the beginning of time to make a sale. That's what I did. Times 10. Plus a few innovations of my own. Such as? I took speech lessons," he said. "I wanted to ditch my Chicago accent. I wanted to enunciate perfectly so people could understand me. I wanted a deep, melodious voice." You still sound